It's Marty Lurie Bingo Day out here on the Public House patio. We're right here by the statue, Willie Mays Plaza. If you've never been to the Willie Mays Plaza and hung out here at the Public House, you're missing out, especially today. We got my man Steve from the Bay Area. You are the Bay Area sports guy. Dude, I got to say you do a really good job, man. Very diligent and provide a lot of good content, so thanks for that.
Well, thanks, Patrick. I appreciate that.
What's the genesis of the website? Because it's pretty glossy. I mean, it's not just a WordPress blog. I mean, it's pretty tight, dude. What are you doing with all that?
Well, it's been a lot of iterations of it. The one that we have now is done by a developer, and I used to write for the Contra Costa Times and cover high school sports and things, and then I wanted to cover what I wanted to cover, you know, mostly the pro teams and the major college teams. And so started writing back in 2008 on a very simple kind of blog side of, kind of website. And since then, it's grown, and we've got a bunch of writers and contributors, and now it's a lot bigger. And you cover also the Bay Area media stuff. I mean, you guys, too, and it's fun.
Yeah. Have you been on the Brandon Belt bandwagon so far?
Oh, yeah, since 2011. I wanted them to play him all year. I figured, you know, if Freddie Freeman's going to be hitting 190 and the Braves keep putting him out there, and then by the end of the year, he's rookie of the year, why can't Brandon Belt go through his struggles instead of put Aubrey Huff out there, who obviously had stopped caring?
Yeah, because Brandon Belt can hit. He can hit. He can hit. And he's got the new grip.
The new grip.
The new grip has changed his whole life. And I'll tell you something. He's got a nice flat swing with the new grip.
Yeah,
he really does. And he can hit. I will tell you that. He can hit.
Well, you know, it's you want to let the kids, you know, do what they
can
do.
Let the kids play. I said this last year with Crawford and with Bell. Let the kids play.
Marty, you've been saying it since the dawn of time.
I said, let them play. You have to let the kids play. You have to let them
hear the screams. People are winning.
Yeah, this is now getting crazy.
Marty Bingo is a huge success. This is a lot of fun. And I'm going to tweet out a picture.
And by the way, you can say the phrase. Pat can say the phrases, you know.
Pat can.
I live the phrases. I may go get tattooed. Fabulous. Right? Right.
What are you holding there?
I got the Marty Lurie beer koozie, or a.k.a. someone tweeted in there, he'd rather we hear him call or call him beer huggies. Do you have a preference between a beer koozie or huggy?
Koozie.
I like koozie better. But it's got a picture of Marty with his talking baseball hat and his microphone, sunglasses, mustache, the whole deal. And then just underneath it, it says, hey, that's baseball.
It is. And you said a fabulous tattoo. Where would that go? I mean, you don't have much room. Maybe the smaller your back? Is that where that
No tramp stamp for me, my friend. Well, just let your imagination run wild out there, ladies. Trust me, it's fabulous.
Woo!
Okay?
All right. Brandon McCarthy tonight, Steve. Brandon McCarthy, Matt Cain.
Yep.
It was deja vu all over again last night. It was just unbelievable to go through this game last night to see what was going to happen. It was
fun. It was one of those things that it kind of came up and bit you when you weren't expecting it. All of a sudden, in the fourth or fifth inning, people are joking around, oh, you know, Petit's got a perfect game going. And then all of a sudden, it's the eighth inning, and he still has a perfect game going. And
Was this uttered in the press box? Were you in the press box last night?
I wasn't in the press box last night. I had gotten back from Baltimore earlier in the afternoon, so I was actually at home watching the game. I'd just gotten home and figured, oh, well, just pop it on and watch what happens, and Petit will probably go four innings, five innings, whatever. And then we saw some history, actually.
By the way, Bruce Jenkins will be with us at 3:30 today.
Yeah, his beloved Cal Golden Bears.
Yeah, he's at the Cal game, and
they're down 20-10.
Don't say that.
13 left in first half.
Really?
So, yeah, and last week we saw eight Division II teams whoop up on D1 teams. So, Bruce, he may want to come in earlier than that, Marty, and stay for the whole
really?
Show.
Well, he's on Bruce Jenkins at 3:30
cool.
today. All right, let's go to Phil in Windsor. Phil, you're on KMBR 680, 808 KMBR.
Hey, Marty. Hey, Pecan. How you guys doing?
Right doing on, great.
Great day.
Hey, I love you guys' show. It's my favorite baseball show on the radio.
All right, we got another winner. Very good.
Yeah.
You know, now let me ask you this before you say anything, Phil. Steve, when someone wins, can they get a new card and play again, or can they fill up their original card? How does that work?
Yeah, you can keep playing. We have so many prizes here that, you know, once you win and you've bought maybe 5-10 cards, you can just keep playing and keep winning, and that's fine.
Good. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, so I was at the game last night with my wife, and I just wanted to chime in. Right around the sixth inning when I thought it kind of started to get interesting, you know, I definitely didn't think that Petit was going to go that far. But, you know, he gave him a couple hard-hit balls to start the sixth, and then I think it was the seventh Perez made the catch.
And then in the
ninth, you know, when Pence couldn't make the grab, it was just kind of like it was almost heartbreaking, and for me it's just been sitting with me all day, and I just can't let it go.
Me too. I tell you honestly.
Is it frustration? Is it sadness that he was that close?
Yes. Yeah, it was. I wanted it so badly. I just wanted to be sitting there at that moment in the ballpark with everybody, knowing we're going to do the show the next day.
Yep.
And the season, you know, is sort of tumbled away from us. And I just said, boy, this would be outstanding just to make this.
I'm telling you, it got that close where it was in his grasp. I wonder if the sixth inning may have been better. You just wouldn't have that chance at glory, and you wouldn't have to think about it. Let me ask you, if you were out in the game last night, were people around you in the seats talking about perfect game, or is that a total no-no?
Oh, well, yeah, the guy a couple seats in front of us, he kept bringing it up, and I wanted to choke the guy out, honestly. It was a big no-no. And then at the end of the game, the same guy was like, well, maybe next time.
Oh,
and
man.
It was ridiculous, you know, because how often do you get a chance to see a perfect game? It was
right.
Like 24, 25 in the history of baseball, right?
Yeah, 23, and then 12 broken up in the last at-bat. And I think, you know, you sit there and you don't want to, you know, jinx it. You don't want to do that. But you want to get in the moment. And the moment is, if you're a baseball traditionalist, and you look, you're not on the radio. You're not tuning in and a million people are saying, you're telling them, something special is happening here, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Right, that's the worst. Well,
the baseball and TV people have a responsibility to let the fans know. But if you're in the park, you can play along, as they say at home, you know, with the tradition of baseball, and that is, I'll tell you one thing. I didn't say anything.
You didn't.
I did not say.
Yeah, but
I pointed at my card.
Right.
And I implied no one's going to sit here until something happens.
Okay.
And Mario Alioto sat behind me, and he wasn't going anywhere until something happened. So when you're in the park, you kind of get into it.
Sure.
But no, there's a responsibility. People are talking about the jinxes and all this stuff.
No.
It's ridiculous.
I was sitting in the stands when Matt Cain pitched his perfect game, and people started to kind of realize it, I think, in the sixth, but no one said anything. There was this sort of a buzz that emanated, and then with the Blanco catch, then you can kind of feel that everyone in the park was on the same page, but no one said anything.
I'll tell you one thing. It was 2-0, and I was thinking of Buntman and whether there was going to be a bunt.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, 2-0, you could lay down a bunt, next guy gets on you, it's still a close game. And I said, that's all Buntman has to do is have this perfect game broken up by a bunt. How's he going to deal with that?
Would he strut around, Buntman?
Oh, Buntman would be all over it. That's the way you play the game, and but he would love that. He wants a bunt every inning.
Yeah.
You know, that's what he wants to do.
He'd have Miguel Cabrera bunt, right? That'd be Buntman's strategy.
He has no problem with it.
Okay. I think Matt Cain would plunk the guy who bunted in the perfect game that he was trying to pitch.
Yeah, well, that game was 11-0, so, you know, you're not going to bunt. But this is 2-0.
Yeah.
You know, if you're playing baseball, it's not impossible. You may think of laying one down.
Let me ask you about Matt Cain with his first start coming off the DL tonight. What do you expect out of Matt Cain?
Well, I was looking at this at some of his numbers, just not to get too caught up with it. But his last seven against Arizona, he's 4-0 with a .257 earned run average.
Okay.
Last 32 innings pitched before he got hit on the arm, 3.06 ERA.
Right.
If you look at what he's done this season, 156 innings, 131 hits.
All the home runs he's
Arizona
had,
is not hitting at all.
Right.
Their last nine games are in .235 with 20 runs in their last nine games.
Okay.
So they're ripe. Arizona's lost 6 of 9. Last nine against the Giants, they've only scored 18 runs. They're hitting .227. So what do I expect? I think if Matt Cain has got his stuff, I think he'll come out and give him a good game.
Yeah,
tonight.
Give him a quality start. I guess that's what Bruce Bochy and the guys would be looking for, is at least a quality start out of Cain.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Look, quality starts used to be a run of the mill.
Yeah.
You know, a quality start, ha-ha, you'd laugh about it.
Sure.
Now, if you get a quality start, you're thankful.
Yes, for real.
Because think about it. And I explained this to someone yesterday. I think maybe it was Tim Flannery or Ron Wotus or someone, we were talking about it. But you go 6 innings, 3 runs. Well, chances are you're going to score a couple of runs. So you're either down 3-2, you may be tied 3-3, you may be up 4-3. So if a starter can give you six innings of 3 runs, you are in the game.
Right.
You're not out of the game. You're not in the third inning down 5-0. And that's what the beauty of a quality start is.
Well, I would say this, Marty, unless I'm mistaken, but the quality start in the American League has more value than a quality start in the National League, just because they bang the ball around more in the American League. So maybe they could change those or kind of segregate them a little bit differently. But for the Giants, you give a quality start, it doesn't look good for the Giants because they don't score runs. That would be the one problem with the Giants, just because they're not an offensive ball club.
No, but you got to keep them down this, you know, 6 innings, 3 runs before you can do anything.
Absolutely, you're right, yeah.
All right, well, is this better than the Marty Luring drinking game?
Well, I don't know. I've never actually played the Marty Lurie drinking game.
LOL plays it, doesn't
he? I kind of fear for my health and my liver. If
LOL is playing it. That's why we never see him, is because he's doing the Marty Lurie.
You get your Vodka Sam on. Right. You'll blow a 3-1-8 if you play the Marty Lurie drinking game, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think you'd probably have to go like Coors Light diluted.
Okay. Well, we have the one thing we do here, we've had a lot of fun with this, the original Joe's Trivia Contest.
Love it.
And that's been a lot of fun. We've done that. Uh-oh, someone's...
There's bingo.
Yeah, you got a bingo?
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun with that over the year.
Hey, look, did the bachelorette party's playing bingo now.
She won. Danae won.
Yeah, right. Oh, she got the hat. But she's got her whole crew, including her sister here. Instead of going out and getting blotto, they're playing bingo. So, Marty, I think you're providing a public service.
It's a breakthrough.
Yes, it is.
It's a breakthrough.
It's an intervention.
All right. Let's go to Chris and Katati, 808 KMBR. Go ahead, Chris.
What's shaking, Chris? Come on, Chris.
Hello?
Chris, you're on. Yeah. You got anything for us?
Come on.
Hey, Marty Lurie, I got a lot for you. How are you doing, sir?
We're doing great.
I'm rolling in my 69 Camaro case car, orange and white, Chevy and Giants colors.
What kind of horsepower you got on that, Kevin?
Do what?
What kind of horsepower you got under that hood?
Running 396 with a 355 horsepower.
Yeah, that double Hemi action, Marty. You know all about the hot rod.
Absolutely. I had the Ford Thunder, the Mustang.
Did you have the Ford Mustang?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
First couple of years it came out.
Convertible?
No. No,
hey,
I didn't. But it was yellow.
Okay. Go ahead, Kevin.
Who's that with you today?
We got Steve from the Bay Area Sports Guy Group here, right? He's the proprietor, and he's kicking some major booty.
That's awesome. Hey, gentlemen, I just want to tell you, I've never claimed to be a forecaster or a super aficionado on baseball talent, but I will tell you, if you can go back to the size of Mark McGwire, Jose Canseco, Todd Hamilton, and Pete Incaviglia, when they first started baseball, they were taller and lanky. They turned out to be some good power hitters. Brandon Belt always had that tall physique. When he learns how to hit, he will be a power hitter. And I believe he's a 30 to 40 home run, 80 to 95 RBI guy. I think to be honest with you personally, I think they need to pull in a better hitting coach in there. But I think he's worth keeping around. I think he will be a true asset to our team. And that's what I wanted to say. But
all right.
Also, I think Petit is – shirt up a 4 or 5 spot for next year. Marty, I just want to say also, the year's rolling down. It's been a great summer with you, Marty, and you mean a lot to me. So thank you.
Thank you for the call. You know, I've said it, it's a long season. It's a long season, and, 162 games, he talks about Belt. You have to be patient. You have to be patient. It's the one thing you've learned.
You do.
Someone just won a Brandon Belt autographed photo in bingo.
Was our good friend Jill Lee. So congratulations,
all right,
Jill.
All right, 808 KMBR, more coming up right here. Bingo is happening. Steve Berman, the Bay Area Sports Guy, is here. Pat, myself, Kyle, Beer Can. It's a lot of fun.
Simone, our intern, doing a great job.
Oh, good. And, of course, Hawaiian Airlines, we've got that contest going. And we also, Raph is back at the studio.
Raph,
the calls. Raph is on the.
Raph is going to call Raph Bruce Jenkins at about 3:30.
Someone just made Raph just made someone very happy here.
That's
Raph,
right.
you're happy to know that.
Hey, boy, Raph.
All right, 808 KMBR. McCarthy Kane tonight.
That'd be a good one.
Almost a perfect game last night, and sort of a perfect beginning to this weekend for Pat and I out here. Pat and me out here at the Public House. All right, hang around. More coming up. 808 KMBR. Right here on the Sports Leader.